Welcome to episode 265 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the tech and gaming podcast from thegeeksforthewin.com, where we cover all things geeky. I'm your host, William McDonald, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
Alrighty, Stuart. It's going to be an interesting show. As we were talking before, the news has kind of been, like,
it's a little
one-sided.
Yeah, which tried not to put everything Pokemon Go into news. I think we only have, like, one thing.
Yeah, and that was you.
And that was me.
So, what have you been up to, though?
Not really been playing anything new, but I did play something old. Red Dead Redemption. God, that game is so good. That game is so much fun. It still holds up. It still looks fantastic. Played a bit with a bunch of people on the game night last Friday. Multiplayer isn't quite all there. It worked fine for a good while.
Until it broke. Then
it broke fantastically. Like, it got to a point where, like, you know, like, we could see each other on the map, but we couldn't see each other in the game. And, like, it got to a point, like, where you know, like, we knew we weren't going to be able to, like, do anything with this, because, you know, we can't see each other, you know, things aren't quite loading right. And so we just kind of tried to start killing each other. Even though, you know, some of us couldn't see each other, like, you know, like, I just started kind of blindly firing in a direction of, say, you know, say Ace, you know, like, and all of a sudden in my little window or my little chat thing, it just says, Ace died. Got him. So it broke in a very interesting way. But before it broke, we did do some multiplayer missions and stuff, and that's fun. Really fun. It's been about it for, you know, something new. And I, you know, still playing World of Warcraft as of right now.
Okay.
What about you? You playing anything interesting?
Yeah, I've played a couple things. Good or bad, we don't want to start with.
Gee, which is which? I'm guessing the bad is the thing I turned down to play.
Yeah. I guess I'll go in alphabetical order.
Okay.
I've played a game called Among the Sleep.
I have heard of this game.
This game is a bit interesting. It's supposed to kind of be a horror game.
It looks like it.
Like game, but it's really not that scary. I mean, there's not a lot of jump scares or stuff like that. It's just the atmosphere, the environment around you gets real tense and dark and kind of spooky-ish, but nothing really, so far, nothing has really jumped out and scared me, or I've, you know, quote, died and had to respawn or anything like that. Are you going to say something?
I was going to say it'd be kind of, I don't know, a little bit morbid for your character to die.
Yeah,
you play like a toddler.
Yeah, you play a two-year-old who, I guess it's his birthday, and you just get, and you got a teddy bear, and you know, it's like, it opens weird, where it's like your birthday party, and your mom gives you one bite of cake, and then sets you down on the phone, and then it's like, oh, did you enjoy all your cake? And it's like, yeah, one bite. Like, you only gave me one bite. And then, you know, she takes you to your bedroom, and she's like, oh, here's your present. And then she sets you in your cradle, and then puts the present on the, like, on a tie-up dresser, because she gets a phone call or something again or something, and it's just like, what, you didn't give the kid his gift while you're putting him in his playpen? Like,
what an evil mother.
I know, but apparently, you know, that's how you find out, you know, how to play the game, and that's the tutorial area where you've got to try to move around, and you know, there's those letter blocks, you know. Mm-hmm. All around the game, and I've tried my damnedest to try to spell naughty words, but
I did see a screenshot of somebody, like, while I was, like, looking up stuff.
You can do it, but it takes a while.
I did see somebody spelled shit.
Yeah, I think you can spell fuck as well, but it's just getting the blocks positioned is so difficult. because it's not like you can pick it up and perfectly rotate it and then set it down. That'd be too easy. That would be too easy.
Okay.
So you got to, like, pick it up and kind of drop it, you know, from a distance, and hopefully it rolls a certain way, and then you can push it into the, you know, area you want, but you can't push too hard or it'll roll over, or, like, it was a hassle. I was like, no, I'm not going to waste more time doing this just for a joke. I'm trying to not spoil the game.
Judging by the name and kind of what I've seen, the whole thing is a nightmare, right?
Maybe. I mean, you go to sleep and then you wake up and stuff is happening. You're trying to find your mom. You can't find your mom. You go into memories where it's even more dark and scary and crazy, trying to find clues and stuff and to find your mom. It might all be a nightmare. I don't know. You know, I don't know how far I've gotten. I've gotten through a couple of the memories. The teddy bear, you know, he's got a personality of his own. He comes to life and it's kind of creepy, but he's a good guy, apparently. Like, he's your teddy bear, but he sounds creepy and kind of looks creepy when he talks.
Okay.
But everything he says is all nice and friendly, so it's kind of weird. I mean,
okay.
It's an interesting game. I think it's like, what is it, $10? Maybe 15? Let me look this. Yeah, 15. 15 on Steam, and it's on Xbox and PlayStation, and I think that's it. I don't think it's on anything else. Yeah, Steam, Xbox, and PlayStation. It's interesting. The art style is kind of cartoony. It's kind of cartoony, realistic-y, kind of... I'd say kind of like Toy Story is, in a way. It kind of reminds me of that Toy Story look.
Okay, I can see that from what I've seen of screenshots and videos and stuff.
Especially when you look at the humans, like, you know, when you look at another human and stuff, yeah. Or at yourself.
Okay, yeah, I can absolutely see that.
So it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. I'm playing it at nighttime, of course, because I'm not a bitch. I'm not going to play it during the day when lights are out.
But that's when you're the safest. Nothing can get you that way.
But it's won, like, a bunch of awards and stuff. If you look on their site, they show, like, you know, game awards and, or, you know, most creative game and all kinds of stuff like that. It's pretty fun. I'd recommend it if anyone's looking for an interesting, you know, game that's not, like, it doesn't require, it's one of those games where it doesn't require too much, like, it's one of those games where you can sit down, relax, quote, relax, and play. You don't have to do a lot. Like, you don't have to, you know, shoot stuff, run around, dodge, all this, you know, like you do with shooters and other games. It's not real, you know, thought. There's not a real lot of thought or, you know, mechanicalness to it. You're just exploring, finding stuff, and I guess going through the story. I wouldn't go as far to say it's like a Telltale game in that regards.
Okay.
Because there's no choices to make or stuff like that. It's kind of linear. There are collectibles, I'm finding. They're your drawings.
Okay.
So kid drawings that are like, oh, here's one behind the sofa. Thanks, Mom. Why is this behind the sofa? Why is this... You know, why is this behind, you know, the refrigerator?
I mean, it shouldn't surprise you. I mean, she put your birthday present, like, oh, here's your gift. I'm going to put it up on this high shelf.
Did you enjoy your one bite of cake I gave you? Because the rest is going to be mine for later. Like, no, she doesn't say that, but I
would. You could never have sweets ever, you know, once a year, only have sweets.
It's only one bite, too. Which, that's the weirdest thing. It's like, she gives you one bite, then she has to set you down and do something, and then she comes back, and it's like, oh, did you enjoy all of your cake? And it's like, No, because I'm a baby. I can't feed myself.
What, two? Yeah, a 2-year-old can.
Can 2-year-old use a fork?
Yes.
Okay. Huh. Well, I didn't see the cake. There was no option to eat the cake. But yeah, it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. I recommend people check it out. Check the trailer out, you know, or some footage or something out if you think this might be something for you. The next thing, the Ghostbusters game.
I loved that game. I played that game when it came out a couple years ago. That was fantastic. You know, it got the crew of the original Ghostbusters back all together again. It was a great game. I loved it.
This is a new one.
Oh, okay.
That takes place in the new movie universe.
That sucks.
And you're not even playing the main characters from the movie. You're playing the B Squad.
I saw the trailer for this, and it looks, yeah.
It's a dual stick shooter, but you're not. It's not where one. It's not. It looks like a dual stick shooter, but you don't shoot with one of the sticks.
Okay.
You use the trigger to shoot, so it's even weirder, because you have to aim and shoot, but you have to. Like, I don't know. You have to do.
Now, do you have to aim? Like, is there a cursor on, like a point on screen where you can only go so far?
No.
To aim? Okay, good. Because that would make it worse.
The aiming is terrible.
It looked like it.
You pretty much shoot in the direction, you pull the trigger and shoot in the direction your gun's pointing at, and that's it. There's no auto lock or any, even the slightest little auto aim or anything. It doesn't feel like it. Because I'll be shooting at stuff and it's like, I know I'm in the general direction, and in most games it would hit but no, I'm off a couple degrees. So it doesn't hit. The voice acting is kind of cheesy.
Sounded like it.
Not kind of, full on cheesy.
But you love cheese.
Ugh, not this cheese. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's not good cheese. It's bad cheese. It's like spoiled cheese.
Okay.
And not like the moldy cheese that they sell to French people. That's expensive. That goes with wine. It's like cheese that's bad. That's, you know, how long has this been in my fridge? Kind of cheese.
Okay.
So. The first level wasn't that bad, but the second, oh my god, I recorded myself playing through the first two levels, and I gotta edit it and put it out, but the second level, oh my god, it's just so long. It's ridiculously long, and it's long for the sake of being long, because it's not like it's broken down into conveniently parts. It's like, you go kill these trash enemies, then it's a bad guy, you know, it's like this little purple ghost thing, and then you kill him, and then it's this other random ghost, you kill it, you know, trash, it's the same purple ghost thing that I trapped earlier, I guess it's another one of its kind, it's only so far, like, there's only been a handful of the same type of ghosts. And it's like, you gotta get his health down. You gotta use your proton beam and slam it to weaken it and then trap it. And, you know, it's very repetitive. Because the first main boss you go against, or even semi-boss, that's the same mechanics from here on out that you use for every other creature that you don't just kill by shooting it, that you have to trap. Same mechanic. Doesn't change at all.
I just looked up the Metacritic scores for this. On the Xbox One, it has a 1.1. On the PS4, it's got a 1.0. On the PC, it's got a 0.4.
It's not good. achievements were kind of popping a little bit. Like, in two levels, I got 170 gamer score. But there's an achievement to play with four people. But it's local co-op only. Yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, it's not even like, what are you doing? You really think you're going to sell that many copies when you don't even have Like, I don't know. So that's one of the achievements, is to play with four people, or to play with all four people through a level. And it's like, I don't have three other people, let alone, you know, I don't have four controllers. I mean, if I had to, maybe I could find three other people who would, you know, go through one level with me, maybe, but I don't have four controllers.
All right.
So, it's stupid. It's not good. It's pretty bad. I'm gonna put the video out. I don't expect it to get many views, because I don't think people would be that interested in seeing it. Maybe they want to watch me suffer through. I mean, the whole time I'm kind of complaining about it, and I'm trying not to. I'm aware. I'm kind of complaining about this. I need to stop. But it's just stuff that happens in that game is just not good. The best part of the game is the opening theme song, is the Ghostbusters theme song, the original one.
Awesome.
I don't think it's the same version of it. I think it's someone else singing it.
Okay.
Because they couldn't get Huey Lewis in the News' version, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. It may be the version, but it just sounds off. I don't know. Maybe just because the whole game seems off to me.
You know, he got sued for that, for the Ghostbusters theme.
Really?
Because it sounded so much like another song. I forget what that song was.
I think I remember hearing about this. But yeah, it's a dual stick shooter, co-op, local only. You'd think, what, $15 for something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
$50.
No.
$50. But it's not a full $60. I don't give a shit. It's still $50. Like, that's too much. No one's going to buy this game.
Oh. The theme song, you're half right. It's Ray Parker Jr. And he got sued because it sounds like a Huey Lewis song.
Okay. Yeah. I knew there was something about that, but yeah. It's not good. It's not a good game, people. Stay away from it. Even if it goes on sale, I would not say... Even if it gets down to that $15 price point, I would not. No. It'd be worth $15 if it had four-player online co-op. But it doesn't. It's local co-op only. Which,
yeah.
You'd think, oh, a movie franchise game, you know, a movie tie-in game made by Activision... they would want to have an online co-op, because that might entice them to sell more people to buy more copies so they can play with their friends, instead of, oh, well, I don't have anyone to play this locally, so I just won't buy it at all, or I do have people to play this locally, so we only need to buy one copy versus four. Like, both sides of it are bad for sales. Is there anything else I've been playing? Trying to look real quick. I don't think I've been playing anything else new.
Just for something interesting, here's actually a mashup of that song of Ghostbusters and Huey Lewis's song I Want a New Drug. All right, just show it off. Just for actually something interesting. Okay,
remember
here.
YouTube content ID.
Yes. Thirty seconds only. See, that's so close.
Yeah.
That is so close. But, okay, moving on to games and not music.
Yeah, news. What you got?
News! News. Well, this is kind of game related. It was a movie about a video game. Will probably be a sequel to the Warcraft movie, but it probably won't make money. But it could still happen. And see, I'm one of those people who actually liked the Warcraft movie. See, what I saw was people who really didn't care for Warcraft at all did not like the movie. The people who liked Warcraft liked the movie, or liked. You know, like to play the games, the Warcraft games, liked the movie. And that's kind of, you know, like, the people who really actually kind of cared to see this movie went out and saw it the first week. And then it just dropped off. Because nobody else cared. But that was only here in the U.S. You know, the Warcraft movie actually made, you know, $43 million worldwide. And 89% of that came from outside the U.S. And 221 of that came from China alone. That's more than half.
Mm-hmm. China's a big movie market. People don't realize. Or most people don't realize.
Hollywood has not, you know, it's like, this was odd for, you know, a U.S. film to do this well in China. So that was, and, you know, China's big into Warcraft, so that's kind of what, you know, what helped it. But there might be a sequel, which I am looking forward to. I would love a sequel to this. And what the director, Duncan Jones, said that he wants to do is the Arthas story, which is basically Warcraft 3. And I think that's a really interesting story, but you can't condense that story down to 2 hours. Because Arthas basically became the Lich King. Now, he was the bad guy in basically the third expansion of World of Warcraft. And basically, you have to create a character, you know, and have the audience care about him, and then have him fall and then rise again as a villain. To do that in a single movie, as long as, like, to introduce all the other characters that, you know, to go, you know, with him, that's kind of a lot. So, but I would love a sequel. And I know I'm not alone. There's just not a whole lot of us.
I know nothing about that, the lore, that universe, anything. So I'm kind of intrigued on seeing the movie, but I don't know. I just haven't seen it yet.
You will probably be lost. Because, like, take, you know, like a Game of Thrones style, you know, of the names and stuff, like, you know, put that into a movie. You'll be like, I don't know who the fuck, you know, Durotan is. You know, like, he's, Medivh? You've been saying that name the whole movie. I don't know who that is. I just named, like, two of the major characters that you'll probably actually, like, oh, no, I know who those people are. But, you know, that kind of a thing. Like, they'll name names and stuff, and they'll just go over, you know, a casual person's head. You know, so. But yeah, another Warcraft sequel, that'd be great. It was the highest, it's the top grossing video game movie ever, so that's awesome. I don't think the Assassin's Creed movie is gonna be as successful. I think it's gonna bomb spectacularly. Moving on. Now, how do you say this company's name?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. I say Ubisoft.
That's wrong.
They don't care.
They did one of their E3s 3-4 years ago. They did a stupid skit where they were like, UB or not UB? UB, surely. To kind of say, that's how we say it. I remember that distinctively. That's why I say Ubisoft.
Yves Guillemot says, you can pronounce it any way you want.
He was part of the skit, though. That's how I remember it.
He's also French.
That's the only reason I remember how to say it. Is because of that stupid skit. It stuck with me somehow. You probably don't even remember that stupid skit.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I do remember that skit. But yeah, that's the article. It was a dumb article I saw, like, eh. Ubisoft doesn't care how you pronounce Ubisoft. So
yeah, the company actually does during keynotes. Ubisoft, yeah. So whatever.
Like I said, it was a dumb article I saw. I liked it. The mayor of Rio wants Pokemon Go to be released in Brazil for the Olympics. I think this is a terrible idea. Because, you know, I can just kind of see the headlines
You gotta get
Olympian stabbed on Pokemon Go Hunt in Rio.
You gotta give those
because you know, or you know, audience member or you know of the Olympics, you know, mugged while wandering Rio. Cause you don't want to go some places that you're that you know outside of kind of where the police are would be, and there it'd be only around the Olympic stadium or the Olympic Park or whatever that place is called.
Olympic, yeah. Well, you gotta give the Olympic.
Yeah, what do you think of this?
I'm muted. Can you not hear me? Technical difficulties, people.
No, I can't hear you. That's odd. I can't hear. Yeah, I think. Can you hear me? I take that as a no. Since you're not. Oh, you can. Okay. I think the. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna. That was the problem, right?
Yeah. Everything seems fine now.
Okay.
What was it? Because you were all crackly and...
Yeah, and I'm afraid that might have been on the actual recording, too. Because if what I just did fix that, then yeah, I was all crackly, and I apologize. This, the audio program that I use to put our voices out on YouTube and do all that stuff, it likes to mess up sometimes. And sometimes I hear you go all robotic and stuff, and you actually sound fine on the actual, but it's just what I hear, and I gotta restart the program to fix it.
Okay. You gotta give the Olympians something to do when they're not competing or screwing each other, because that's a big thing, you know.
Yeah. That's you know.
I saw like they plan on having more giving the Olympians more condoms than ever before this year. I saw something about that. Apparently,
yeah,
you know, those Olympians like just
you don't want those Olympians wandering Rio.
Yeah.
You know, a place where body parts are being washed up on the volleyball beach.
True, but I'm sure they'll be able to find enough Pokemon in the, you know, Olympic Village area, you know, the safe areas.
Yeah, but like, oh, there's a gym just on just over there, I can see it.
Well, all right,
I'm gonna go. Oh no, I've been stabbed.
I'm sure the stadium area itself will be a gym.
It'll probably be multiple gyms.
Yeah. So
if this, I mean, the Olympics is in what, a month?
Something.
So
like
yeah.
That, yeah. But I don't know. It's give them something to do, I guess. Now I'm curious. So if you have the Pokemon Go app and you go to somewhere like Brazil, it's just not active?
I don't know.
Or is it just not available in the... Because I know it's not available, say, like in Canada right now. Or unless,
right.
You know, but if you go to Canada and you're an American with the app, it just won't work? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Because surely they already have everything... More everything, all the geocache locations and stuff like that, all marked and set, and it's just a matter of you know getting you know the servers working right so that they can launch and stuff like that. Because I mean, surely they're not gonna you know they plan on releasing in other countries in you know the next couple weeks. So obviously
the
they
UK
already
got it yesterday, I believe.
So they had to have already they have to already have like a lot of these locations already marked and set out, right?
I mean, they're using the same points as they did with Ingress.
Yeah,
it's the same points.
So I'm sure it's just a matter of releasing it, you know, matter of just releasing it to that country's marketplace. But you know, they'll change it up for the Olympics, like we were saying, make it certain gyms and Pokestops and stuff like that, you know, in the actual Olympic arena, stadium, village, all that area, you know, the safe parts of that area, where the competitors and stuff are all going to be. Maybe they'll, you know.
I mean, I can just hear it now, you know, like, oh, I don't know. Oh, they're starting the swimming events. There's a Starmie in the pool.
Maybe. Or, you know, you'll just see a picture of, like, you know, Michael Phelps about to, you know, swimming, and then there's, like, you know, a Poliwag right in front of him. Or swimming on his back, or sitting on his back while he's swimming, or something stupid.
Yeah. You know? Something dumb, yeah.
I, for one, hope that happens, because I want to see all the crazy stuff come from there. As long as it's not, there's no danger involved. Nothing dangerous.
Yeah, I think that's
in that. Well, if Niantic caters towards, you know, the Olympic area, they change it up to make it, you know, safer, and it's not just to where everyone feels like they have to, you know, they have to go exploring outside of that area.
Yeah.
It'll be safe. So, I don't know. We'll find out in a month or so.
Yeah, we will. That's all the news I got. How about you?
I got one topic. Overwatch has added a new character to PC. Ana.
Well, it's the test realm, right? It's not the actual.
Yeah, but I mean,
public version.
They've released the character's abilities and all that. It's all out there. I mean,
yes.
Her, you know, everything. So, apparently, 3-star difficulty character. She is a sniper that can shoot darts that can heal allies or deal ongoing damage to enemies. The scope can zoom in on targets. There's a sleep
as a sniper should.
Yeah, there's a sleep dart that can make, you know, it's from her sidearm that can make enemies go unconscious. And like in the trailer and stuff like that, McCree has been her bitch. Where it's like, it's high noon, and she turns around, shoots him, and he goes to sleep.
You mean like this?
Yeah. There is a biotic grenade, where she tosses a biotic bomb that deals damage to enemies and heals allies in small area of effect. Affected allies briefly receive increasing heal from all sources, while enemies caught in the blast cannot be healed for a few moments. So that's kind of cool. So you can throw it to someone who's being healed, you know, and it cancels out them being healed by the healer, even if the healer is trying to heal them at that time. It's just not doing anything. And there's videos on all this stuff out there, so.
Yes.
And then the Nano Boost is her special ability. After Ana hits one of her allies with the combat boost, they temporarily move faster, deal more damage, and take less damage from enemies' attacks.
Well, that's not her ultimate, is it?
Isn't that her ultimate?
Like, I don't. That doesn't sound like an ultimate to me.
That sounds like an ultimate to me.
Not really to me, because it sounds to me like maybe it is. I mean, like. Lucario, you know, he does a speed boost, and like Mercy can do a, I guess because it does all these things, Mercy can do a an up and damage as well as heal at the same time. So maybe that is her ultimate.
Yeah, because each character has 4 abilities, right?
Well, her sleep dart is, you know, a sidearm. There are characters that do have secondary weapons, like Mercy. Mercy technically has 5.
Yeah, but her weapon... 6. Her,
Mercy has 6, Overwatch.
Her rifle has the ability to do 2 different things, though. I'd assume you have to toggle that, right?
I don't know. We'll find out when we can play with her.
I'm just looking at, like, other characters, and their bottom ability is their super. Let's go to. You said Mercy has how many?
6.
Oh shit! Yeah, she does got a bunch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shows 5 on here, and her bottom one is the yeah. So, I assume. I mean, that sounds like a super. Like you gain, you give.
It could be. I mean, I was thinking that, you know, we just didn't know what her ultimate was yet.
Like, have you seen the footage for her, for the nano boost?
Yeah, and when I saw that, I'm like, oh, maybe it is an ultimate.
Yeah, it looks like an ultimate because it lasts a good while and it can do some damage. Like, that would be overpowered if that was not an ultimate. But I'm kind of excited about this character because I like sniping.
I like her backstory.
Okay, you want to give
it? She's Farrah's mom, and her backstory is. She was a former member of Overwatch, and she was a sniper for them. And while trying to snipe, what's her name? Widowmaker. I couldn't think of the, like Widow, something. Widowmaker. She got hit, and everybody thought she was dead, but apparently no, she survived. And was kind of hiding out. And now she's back.
And she's 60.
She is.
I guess I didn't realize how old these characters are. Like, Farrah's, I guess, I don't know. I just imagine, I never really thought of the age for these characters.
Yeah, Farrah's 32, so.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Soldier 76. Age unknown.
Well, yeah, like Reinhardt, like you don't ever see him, but he's 61.
Torbjorn's 57.
Yeah, and in the little intro to her kind of backstory, it actually shows her with Torbjorn and a really young McCree and Reinhardt.
But it looks like a cool character, you know. He can be supportive, but still be a sniper. I think this is gonna be a character I tend to use.
And of course, the internet has just fallen in love with her, and and just like with any kind of Overwatch things, there are just tons of fan art. And I've actually picked out a couple ones that I saw that I really kind of liked. I kind of like this one. It's for our audio listeners. It's Farrah, who she, as a child, she has scraped her elbow, and she said, "Mom, I hurt myself." And her mom has a sniper rifle pointing at her. Where?
Yeah, because she's got the heal darts.
It's right.
Pretty funny.
And then there's another one that I kind of liked. It was it shows Farrah and McCree, like a really young McCree, Anna is grabbing McCree's ear, saying, "What did I say about playing cowboys?" And then the next panel, it's McCree now, and her now saying, "You're still playing cowboys at this age? I'm disappointed."
it's pretty funny. I like it. I like this character. I'm looking forward to being able to play as the character. Sadly, it's PC only. There's no,
as of right now,
no way to play it.
And like I said, it's only in the test phase. Like, it's not actually physically. It's not. She's not actually publicly released.
Yeah. So, that's all I got. I guess this is just a very short show.
Short show because we don't want to talk about Pokemon all week. So,
I mean, we could talk Pokemon, but. I don't think our listeners would really care too kindly.
When we recorded last week, when we talked about Pokemon, never expected it to kick off like it did. Like, it just became
a
phenomenon. I'm still not level 5 yet. I'm only level 4.
Wow, that's
but
crazy.
I'll be blue team because I've been having a lot of troubles with the app. It's not been loading for me a lot. Like, it'll just sit there at the spinny ball and not do anything. At lunch today, I couldn't even log in. It just would just not log me in at all. So I've been having troubles with the app.
Yeah, I've haven't been using it as much as I should. Like, it's like, oh, I'm going grocery shopping, and then I'll use it and I'll catch some Pokemon then, but. I'm not really making a habit of going out and tackling
stuff. No, I don't want to go out. It's hot outside. I don't want to go anywhere
right now. I was telling you, it's in the 100 degrees here. So, it's...
The heat index here is 100 degrees, meaning the humidity is just...
See, I haven't even looked at the
deadly.
Heat index
it's,
here.
It's deadly here.
Yeah, so it's hot. It's kind of, you know, and it's even hot when the sun goes down. That's the crazy thing here. You know, I looked at the temperature, you know, it was like midnight one day. I looked at the temperature. It was 84 degrees at midnight. That's stupid.
Yeah, that is dumb.
That is just stupid. But... Yeah, I guess that's it for the show. I'm looking to see if there's anything else, you know, new, the new stuff we missed, but I don't see anything, so. There's the Nintendo Mini NES. That's,
I did
that's
see that.
Coming out.
It's got like 60 games on it?
30. It's $60.
30? Okay. $60, okay.
See, there's...
I saw 60 somewhere.
It's mini. It's small. I don't know...
It's about this big.
I don't know if you're gonna be able to fit a cartridge in it. If you look at it, there's a slot for a cartridge, but I don't know if that's just
that could
decorative.
Just be cosmetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be.
So that's kind of disappointing, if that's the case. Cause
I mean, do you want them to sell, like mini cartridges for it?
No, I want to be able to use regular cartridges.
It's not even wide enough for a regular. Like it's not even that wide.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. That's kind of disappointing because $60, you're pretty much paying for 30 old games and that's it. There's not much more you can do with it. It's great, I guess, because it's HDMI, so you can stream with it, but you're stuck with those 30 games. If you go to like the NES, there's like so many different games out there, so many third party games out there they couldn't, you know, that aren't first party that they couldn't just do this with. So, you know, you'd lose a lot, you know, if they made a mini NES that couldn't play the cartridges.
I'm trying to find a list of all the games. I saw one. Okay, here's some.
It was in our chat. Earlier.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Yes, it was. Let's see. Like all these are like really popular games. I mean, from Bubble Bobble, Castlevania 2, Donkey Kong, Double Dragon 2, Dr. Mario, Final Fantasy, Galaga, Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius, Ice Climbers, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Super Mario Bros., Mega Man, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Pac-Man, Punch-Out, Star Tropics, Super C, Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3. Wait, wasn't Super Mario Brothers already on here?
No, Mario Brothers.
Oh, just Mario Brothers was. But Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3. Tecmo Bowl, Legend of Zelda, and Zelda 2. Did I skip one? I did. I totally skipped the first one. Balloon Fight. Those are all good games. Those are actually probably... You know, if you were going to play just the NES, those games are the ones you want.
Yeah, but like I said, when you go up to like the SNES, there are a lot of third-party games out there that they couldn't just... I mean, you couldn't narrow it down to just a list like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you've got Street Fighter, you got Mortal Kombat, you got a bunch, just like a lot of other... You know, third-party games. You know, some obscure games too. You know, but I'd like to see a mini NES or mini SNES that, you know, had a cartridge.
When you think of the SNES, what is the first game you think of? First game pops in your mind.
I guess Street Fighter.
For me, it's Hook. I don't know why, because I never owned the game. I only rented it. And I've kind of recently gone back and played it. That game was hard as fuck.
Actually, the first game that did pop in my mind, I think was, I think wasn't there a Yoshi's World on SNES?
There was a
Yoshi's
Island, I believe.
Yeah, which, you know, they could easily add that, you know, because that's first party. But there are a ton of, you know, third-party games out there for the SNES that they just couldn't, you know, get the rights to and all that. But I don't know.
Right. But then you know, that's what the Hypertron is for.
Yeah, but those are $150.
True.
I'll pay $60 for this small, you know, for a SNES mini that can play the cartridges. They don't even have to, you know, you could load some games on there, but I mean, just make it big enough to where you can put a cartridge in it. You could still make it small, you know. The SNES, it was top loaded, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Unlike this, so.
Although there were versions of the NES that were top loaded. Like, I want to say, like, later versions of it.
Huh. I did not know that. I'm looking it up now.
I just typed in top loader, or top load, and just auto-completed just NES, or NES.
Oh, I do see. It's weird. That's weird. That's weird looking.
It doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right at all. But, yeah, I want to see Nintendo, you know, take away the, you know, third-party retro console market, you know, because they've got the technology to do it. They can easily make it slap on, you know, the name, and, you know, it's official, so people will easily buy from them versus buying from, you know, the other companies.
Yeah, but the thing with the Retrotron or whatever the name of that console is that I have, it can play, you know, also Sega too, so that's awesome. And I'm just waiting for the Retron 6, where they add the N64 support to it.
Is that a thing?
They said they have it working in office.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was a couple years ago.
But they're waiting for the license to, I don't know, for them to be legally allowed to sell it.
Yeah. See, I want to pick up a Retron 5 because it, you know, it plays like everything, but it's $160. Originally, yeah. It wasn't even supposed to be that much. It was only supposed to be, like, I don't know, what, 100?
Oh, I just looked on Amazon. It's 182.
So how much would the Retron 6 be, you know? Like, and see, like, this NES Mini is great, but the NES is not where I would want to play games at. It'd be the SNES or the Sega Genesis. Those are the two systems that I would want this for. So, but, you know, and even their, you know, their Retron 3, which is, you know, that's $70 right there. It's expensive.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess that's it. We'll probably still be under an hour.
Okay, real quick, got a question. Oh. It's Pokemon Go related. How can Twitch play Pokemon Go?
Rooted phone?
It's running on a real iPhone.
Jailbroken, maybe? It would have to be, right? Now the thing, have you seen the
location is spoofed. Okay, so yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the story of the guy who took his phone up to a drone?
No.
He was playing Pokemon Go that way?
No.
That's cheating right there. But if you can do it, hey, power to you, I guess, if you want to risk that. Yeah, you cannot add new games to this mini NES. Does not use physical media of any kind. There's no way to add any games further down the line, so yeah, that kind of sucks. I mean, unless people figure out how to hack into it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that'll be the case. There will be a way to hack into it. Okay, then. I guess I will end the show now, then.
We'll leave that as a mystery, what I just sent, will you?
I did say something about how, like, the space station can't play Pokemon Go, because for some reason. And it's like, yeah, because you're in outer space.
Right, yes.
Where there's no like GPS location to you know, the furthest gym away is how many, you know, thousands of miles, like. But anyways, this has been episode 265. Be sure to check out our website, thegeeksftw.com, where you'll find links to, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, YouTube, Twitch. Be sure to follow, subscribe on all of those. Be sure to follow us individually. I am at Geeky William and Stuart is at Casual Terror. If you follow us on Twitter, you'll get all the tweets and retweets about when we go live for the show, when, you know, this or that comes out, stuff like that. So that's the best way to keep in, you know, keep up to date with the stuff we do. I got a video going to release on YouTube, I don't know, in a day or two. It might be up by the time you're listening to this, so check that out. Watch me suffer through Ghostbusters. And I guess with that, we'll see you next time.
Bye.